Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. The Psalm 27 is a very powerful psalm. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? If we focus on the first verse, it says, when there is darkness approaching, the Lord becomes our light. When our body and soul and spirit is threatened with extinction, the Lord becomes our salvation. When fear abounds all over the world and calamities abound, and people are dying because of fearful hearts, the psalmist says, whom shall I fear? Nothing will I fear. Whether it is financial hardship, or whether it is physical infirmities, or whether it is plagues, or whether it is danger, there is nothing that I fear. Because the Lord is the strength of my life, of whom or what shall I be afraid? Let us focus on the word strength. When I went to the gym, I tried lifting weights, and that's when I realized how much I need to work out. Probably was able to lift about 50 pounds, but not more than that. And so I'm amazed at the people that lift 150 to 200 pounds that I watched on TV. Now, when we look at Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, the weight of the sin of the entire world, past, present, and future, was placed upon Jesus Christ. And he bore that weight and went to the cross, and the Bible says in the book of Revelation, the Lion of the tribe of Judah has won the victory. When we think about Jesus Christ, whom do we think about? Do we think about the baby in the manger? Or do we think about the weak man called the Son of God, dying a desperate death on the cross? The Bible says in the book of the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 13:4 tells us about what kind of perspective we should have about Jesus and about God the Father. 2 Corinthians 13:4 says, for though Jesus Christ was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. 1 Corinthians 1:24, but unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians 1:18, the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. Hereafter the Son of Man shall sit on the right hand of the power of God. Luke 22:16. Luke 9:43, they were all amazed at the mighty power of God. Matthew 22:29, Jesus answering said unto them, you do err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. And in relation to us and the power of God, 2 Corinthians 13:4, 2 Timothy 1:8, and 1 Peter 1:5 says, we, the children of God, are kept and protected by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. The New Testament, especially, and the Old Testament, emphasizes the power of God with the weakness of Christ in the manger and the cross away in the background. It is true, we have to preach the baby born in the manger and the lamb slain on the cross, but Jesus is neither a baby nor a lamb. In the book of Revelation, he is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah that has won the victory. In the book of Ephesians, first chapter of the Bible and second chapter of the Bible tells us that the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead and set him at the right hand of God above all principalities abides in us. The same power abides in us. Therefore, we are also above all principalities and powers in this world. In the book of Matthew chapter 10, Jesus Christ tells his disciples, I have given you power over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We are called by the power of God. We are filled by the power of God. We are going to be transformed by the power of God. And we are going to sit with Jesus Christ and reign for all eternity by the power of God. Christianity has long been foretold as a religion of weakness. But we have to once again preach the true Christianity, which is the power of God. When the children of God came out of the land of Egypt, the Bible tells us, they came out with silver and gold in abundance, and there was not one weak person or feeble person among them. God strengthened them physically, spiritually, and financially. The Bible tells us that very soon, the wealth of the universe, the power of God, and the strength and the glory of God is going to come into His church. One man got an opportunity to go into heaven. He was from the US, I believe, or from the West. And when he went to heaven, God gave him the opportunity, just like Apostle Paul, to visit heaven. And he said, I want to see Jesus Christ. He was not interested in anything else. He said, I want to see Jesus. And they took him to the throne room where Jesus was. And it was full of God's glory and power. He didn't see the baby in the manger. He didn't see the lamb on the cross. But he saw power and glory and light brighter than the sun. And the first question he said, asked Jesus, Jesus, when are you coming back? And Jesus said, first I came as a baby and died on the cross for the remission of sins. I came in the form of the Holy Spirit, came down on the day of Pentecost to baptize my church and establish my kingdom on this earth. And one day I'm going to come down as King of Kings and rule this world for 1,000 years and thereafter for all eternity in the heavenly Jerusalem that will come down on this earth. But Jesus said, before I come down as King of Kings and Lord of Lords and establish my kingdom on this earth, I am going to come into my church, my body, with all power and glory. Because the Bible says, according to the time that I called you out of the land of Egypt, even so will I do marvelous things. And in the book of Jeremiah, it says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Our God is mighty, almighty, powerful. The power of God in all its fullness is going to be revealed through His church in these last days. God revealed His power at the Red Sea. God revealed His power at the walls of Jericho. God revealed His power when Jesus Christ rose from the dead. God is going to reveal His power once again in all its fullness. The ends of the earth shall shake. The Lord shall quake. The Lord shall roar as a lion. And His voice shall be heard from New York to San Antonio. His voice, the roaring of the lion, shall be heard from Ghana, Africa, to the ends of the world. The Lord will speak. The Lord will roar. The Lord will prophesy, and He will gather His chosen from the ends of the world into His kingdom to be His body, His flesh, and the rapture will take place, the trumpet sound with all power and glory, and it shall be said in the day, death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory? For the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. Thanks be unto God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be unto God which always causeth us to triumph and maketh manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place. For in the name of Jesus Christ we have the victory. And in the name of Jesus Christ, all principalities and powers and everything in this universe will bow down. We are kept by the power of God. We will be transformed by the power of God. Everything will be provided to us by the power of God. And we will sit with Jesus Christ on His throne, as He also overcame and sat down with His Father on His throne by the power of God. And we will live for all eternity with Jesus by the power of God. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us and empower us, that we may understand that though He was crucified in weakness, yet Jesus Christ lives inside us by the power of God, and no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. We shall thresh the mountains and beat them as staff, as chaff and grind the little hills to powder. The stone that came and carved out of the mountain shall strike the great statue of the empires of this world set against the kingdom of God and grind them to powder. We shall reign, we shall live, we shall overcome, we shall conquer in the name of Jesus Christ by the power of God, Almighty God. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us.